Are you looking for a way to brighten up a winter weekend? Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has a suggestion: pancakes. Kathy joins us now from San Francisco, where she's spreading her culinary cheer. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Robin.
Well, and I have to tell you, since you weren't here to slap my wrist, I've already plowed through plate.
Why am I not surprised?
These are so delicious. Your sous chefs, Emiko Tamagawa and Karen Miller, have made some pancakes for us. But just start with the fact that some people are intimidated. You know, they think they have to start from scratch, and that's too hard, even though pancakes are so simple. Thoughts on just what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. And your introduction talked about it as a weekend food, and I would take exception with that. To make a stack of pancakes piled high, dripping with maple syrup, so easy. It doesn't have to be a special occasion. You can make the batter the night before, wake up in the morning, 5 minutes later, you have fresh pancakes.
And the pancakes that I have devoured here are made with all-purpose flour, but you can use other flour, right?
Pancakes are so adaptable. In fact, it's really hard to screw it up. You could use a nut flour if you're gluten-free. You can use whole wheat flour or buckwheat flour. You can also do a mixture of flours, which gives it a whole other interesting dimension. So as long as you have the balance of a liquid, and most of them have eggs, but not all, and some kind of an interesting combination of flours, you are good to go. Sky is the limit. You could make blueberry pancakes, baked apple pancakes, banana pancakes. Mm-hmm. But the other side of all this that a lot of people never consider is that you can make savory pancakes. So think of French crepes, but I like to add fresh herbs and lemon zest.
Well, and you always do the sweet and savory of everything. And so let's let's look at what we have here. These are your recipes. Now, the one that's sweet, do I smell a lemon? What is that?
Yeah, those are lemon ricotta pancakes.
Oh,
the ricotta gives it a really delicious creaminess, but it has lemon juice and lemon zest. And I guess Emiko developed her own recipe with some of the leftover ricotta, mixed it with some maple syrup, and used it as a topping or a stuffing for the pancakes, which I love that she's inventing and experimenting.
She's a wonderful human being. I mean, I just slapped the ricotta cheese inside, so it's more like a crepe now. I've got sort of a stuffed
pancake. Yeah, you could do that, or you could stack the pancakes and put that ricotta mixture in the middle of them and then pour some warm maple syrup on top.
Mmm, just delicious. Talk about the savory. I saw Emiko all morning chopping up, was it rosemary, I think?
Possibly rosemary and thyme. So the other really wonderful recipe are these very thin French-style crepes. This uses fresh herbs, and there's some grated cheese in there. Really makes them feel substantial and delicious for a light lunch, a light dinner, or breakfast.
Yeah. So what is the basic difference between a crepe and a pancake? Is it just less flour?
The batter is a lot thinner. They're lighter and they're paper thin when they're really good. But this brings me to my tips on how to make a really good pancake. The first thing you need to know is that the first crepe in particular, but almost any pancake, the first one's no good. Every time I make crepes, I almost feel like I'm letting the pan, the skillet, the hot skillet, get used to this crepe batter, because the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth, perfect.
Well, and how do you know? Do you subscribe to the if a dash of water spits back at you, then the griddle's ready? I mean, how hot?
When you place your hand above the griddle about an inch or two, and it just feels warm, not ready. Once it starts to feel hot, you know you're there. You can add a touch of the pancake batter or a drop of water, and it should immediately sizzle.
Right. Now, do you look for bubbles to turn it over? Is that?
Yes, the bubble theory. So you'll start to see bubbles appear on the surface of the pancake, and that means that the underside is generally golden brown and cooked through. You want to flip it just once. You don't want to be checking it continually and going back and forth and back and forth, because it just messes with the texture and the lightness and the potential fluffiness of your pancake.
Speaking of fluffiness, how to get them extra fluffy?
Well, a lot of recipes call for separating eggs and whipping the egg whites, and that air in the egg whites will give a pancake an extra fluffiness and will cause it to rise a little bit. The other way to make a regular old pancake kind of exceptional is by using interesting syrups and toppings. So traditionally, Everybody puts maple syrup on their pancakes. I'm a huge fan of it. I would just say use the real deal. Yeah. That imitation maple syrup is just an insult to your pancakes. But again, you can get creative. You could add chopped cranberries. Toasted unsweetened coconut can go on top of your pancakes. You can heat maple syrup with fresh or, since it's winter, frozen blueberries, strawberries, blackberries, and you'll have this gorgeous berry maple syrup. Little things that take about 2 seconds, but will make your pancakes really feel special.
Well, you're preaching to the choir there, Kathy, because you're talking to someone who travels with her own real maple syrup.
For real?
Oh, for real. Little bottle.
All right, Robin.
We'll have Kathy's pancake recipes at hereandnow.org. They're fantastic. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.
Lisa, you should see what happens at security when you're in the airport. It's maple syrup.
It's worth it.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Here and Now.